My name is Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by the fine people over at JulieLand.com. Today I'm joined by the happiest man on earth, Mr. Richard Avery.
Hello.
Hey. So back, actually, episode 14, if you'll recall.
Oh, wow. You remember. I was just thinking, like, what number was that?
Episode 14. It was actually December 6th.
Very cool.
Just so you know, I checked it out on theaveragemo.com.
Good.
Where all the episodes of More With Mo are. We did an episode with a young girl who was brand new, fresh to the industry.
And she's so beautiful.
Beautiful.
So sexy.
Young.
So gullible.
She had been drugged in here kicking and screaming exactly. by world-famous director Ralph Long, who's a friend of the show.
Exactly.
She had been in the industry a total of 2 weeks. 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
So I decided it's been a few months. We should have back Miss Janice Griffith.
Why, hello there.
Welcome Woo! Back, Janice.
Thank you for having me.
So, how about you give us a...
It looks crazy, though. So, how long ago was that?
It must have been November when we recorded the episode.
It was... I remember I was going to a Halloween party.
Oh, shit. You know what? It was before my birthday. Yeah, so it was... So,
and it's funny how you look like you've aged like 10 years.
Oh, 4 months. I have. It looks like it. No, it's been like 6 months.
That's what the...
Six months and 10 years. It's like porn life. It's dog years.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Now, remind me, you're like 18 and a half now.
I am pretty much 18 and a half.
And you were, your first scene was with Mr. James Dean.
Yes, it was.
And then I believe you did a DP at some point with James Dean and
Tony Rebus.
At the same time. I'm good at this. I didn't go back and re-listen to the episode, by the way. So let's start with this. I tracked you down. Are you still in the industry?
Yes, I am.
You made it this far.
Six months.
Yeah. So how are things going?
I think things are going pretty well.
Yeah?
Yes.
So you'd only done a handful of scenes when we first met. How many are you up to now?
I'm up to like 50 or 60.
50 Whoa. Or 60.
That's a lot.
You know what we call that? A slut. No, hey, I'm sorry.
Hey,
she's a whore.
Professional slut.
No, she's a whore because she makes money. But we love our whores and our sluts.
Can't get enough.
So you've done a bunch of scenes. And how's it going? How are you enjoying the industry now?
I think it's still a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. I think everything's fun and funny. And you just don't take life too seriously.
Mm-hmm.
I still think it's great.
And how do you think from 6 months ago, 5 months ago, how do you think your life has changed from being brand new into porn to now living in L.A.?
Yes.
Obviously, you have
your own place. Yes, I got my own apartment.
Mm-hmm.
I have a roommate. She just got a dog. It's kind of like a real life thing now. Mm-hmm.
You're like an adult.
I'm like an adult or
and
something.
And you pay your bills?
I pay bills.
Wow. And you just don't have a car.
Yeah. Soon enough.
Okay, good.
I
can't wait.
Yeah, I pay bills. Mm-hmm. I go to the bank. A grocery shop.
And you have an account. So you live all the... So has your life been dramatically changed? Is it a culture shock from now being in the industry to when you weren't?
Yeah, because I'm used to it, and mm-hmm. I feel like time has gone by very slowly and very quickly all at once,
mm-hmm. yeah.
as it always sure. seems to. But yeah, because now I find myself talking about it, and I know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
When I listen to conversations, I can understand what they're saying, and it's not a slur of acronyms mm-hmm. and weird sexual terms.
So the sweet
I'm
innocence
just like, oh,
is
yeah,
gone.
I got it.
Yeah, I know cowgirl. Yeah, I got that.
Oh, come on.
Reverse cowgirl.
Cowgirl.
Yeah, but you didn't know that when you're before you got in the industry.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah.
I know.
I'm guessing the before 18 was an exciting time.
I bet.
But we don't talk about such things.
I don't want to know.
That's inappropriate.
I know, and I don't want to know. I'll cry.
And pretty much illegal.
Wow.
I
want to get down to the nitty gritty. Basically, is like so. You've 6 months into this thing. You're having lots of great sex, lots of bad sex.
7 or 8. October.
November, December, January, February, March.
Well, I was here.
So 6 months, yeah.
About a few 6 months.
March. March is over.
There we go. We have 6 months.
So, Michael, so what's the, so give us the good and the bad, the ugly of being a new porn girl. What's the good, what's the bad, what's the ugly?
Describe ugly.
Ugly meaning like Something really ugly. Like,
you walked off set going, I will never work on this set with this person or this person again.
Oh, gosh. I mean, I don't like to talk bad about anyone.
No. Just
I would never use names.
No, of course not.
You can use names because nobody listens to this anyways.
Well, the good, I'm having fun. I'm living somewhat comfortably. I'm supporting myself.
Good.
And being an adult... Whoa.
Love it.
But the bad, I mean, there's good and bad in everything. Nothing is absolutely amazing and fantastic all of the time.
Mm-hmm. Julie Land.
The universe is
I am so sorry. I forgot.
We're perfect.
But
any bad experiences?
I've had bad experiences, of course. Sometimes it's just not you to just... don't vibe well with people on set. They just like rub you the wrong way, and that's fine. Or just sometimes I hear really stupid things come out of people's mouths.
Yeah. Well, and that's common.
And that's life.
Yeah. But so you have been listening to more with Mo then.
So have you developed a no list yet?
Yes, I have. You did.
Okay, no, I'm not going to call you out on naming names, but that's only two. Good. Nice. Two.
You and me, Mo.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, the two of us. They're both in this room.
Exactly.
She's not going to appear in Young Mouth Club 2, is what she's saying.
No, or Julie Lance. God, I swear to God.
So sorry.
So, are you saving your money?
Yes, I am. I even got my LLC stuff in order.
Good. Oh, so you're going to big girl status here.
I'm an adult.
Because she needs to buy me an expensive birthday present next month.
Oh, yes. Nice.
Yes.
My birthday's on Tuesday. Oh. So I better see something expensive.
So do you have any advice now that you're in? And, you know, there are girls, you know, we've had Danny Daniels on, who's been in 4 years. We had Kylie Ireland on, who's been in 20 years. She, you know, she doesn't perform anymore. But, I mean, we've had people all range to give advice or different things. Do you have any advice for girls who are brand new now that you've learned that's specific to that six-month range?
Yeah, exactly. But can I put it this way? If you could go back 6 months, and what would you tell yourself?
I would tell myself to do my research, save my money, and save my money. Mm-hmm. Because everyone says that, but you really don't realize that you need to until you realize that you need to.
Sure.
Then it's like, oh, shit, I shouldn't have bought that cute outfit.
Okay, so what's the thing that you shouldn't have bought? What did you buy that you shouldn't have bought?
A TV.
God. No, I still don't own a TV.
Good.
Oh.
I bought a computer, though, like that's a couple weeks ago.
That's a good
thing. Yay, that's a good investment.
What should I...
No, so no Louis Vuitton bag, out and get a lease on a Mercedes.
No, I haven't done any of those
things.
That's
6 months later.
Yeah. I bought myself one purse, and it's like this big.
And it was $3,000.
It was like $60.
$60.
So
I better get
I'm not a big splurger.
No, that's good.
And what about the sex? Would you say the sex has been... I'm sure you didn't do a lot of these things before porn, and are you having... How's that working out for you?
Well, I did some of these things.
Well, of course.
I just rubbed my nose on the mic.
She's getting to the big black thing.
I know.
I wanted to nuzzle it. It looks familiar.
I know, exactly. Nice automatic reaction, just automatically round, black. Like, oh.
Oh, hey. Hello, Prince. How are you?
Exactly.
Prince gets so much plugging on this show. It's hilarious. Okay.
So what were we
saying? Have you done anything? New and exciting that you thought, wow, this is my first. This is really cool. I'm going to do this again. DPs, all that stuff.
She did that early on. That was her first.
Well, some of it, it's a fun way to explore some sexual urges or just curiosities. But I haven't been doing anything too wild and crazy, unfortunately. But
oh, really?
I would like to start doing some wild and crazy things.
So kink.com.
Yes, I would love to shoot for them, but I still have not.
You have not. Well, you know, kink.
Talk to your agent.
Yeah,
I know,
exactly.
I
just sent him a text saying I want to work on kink.com.
I know people.
So have you done anything sex-wise that you look back and go, I'm not doing that again? Or not the person, but just the sex act where you're like, yeah, I'm not into fucking dudes that are over 50. I'm not into...
Yeah.
Hey!
It's just, it's not if you're over 50, if it's you look over 50. You know what I mean? It's not,
I'm not,
it's not how old you are, it's how old you look.
Ooh.
And act.
I get that.
And how wrinkly your skin is.
Oh, I based off my weight and my personality, I'm about 16, so that's good.
I'm about 90.
Wow. So, so there hasn't been anything specific that you're like, yeah, I'm not going to do a DP again, or I'm not going to do that because I don't enjoy it. There's nothing on your
list.
I don't
think
for
so.
This?
Oh,
have you got to fuck a lot of girls?
No, unfortunately, but I got rid of my claw nails. I caved and good. I'm basic. I have a French manicure.
Very good idea.
I did it.
You did simple. That's even too much for a lot of girls. I'm sorry. What you'll learn is first of all, I'm a fan of just regular normal nails. And what you'll learn is that's the first thing girls will look at. You're like, I'm going to work with you. And they look at your nails.
Well, yeah, of course.
Then they're going to sit there. Oh, she's not very serious because she's got big nails.
Yeah, exactly. She's got
She's the serious. Claws. She's going to have nubs and ready to go in. And
exactly. I need a manicure. I think I'm going to go do
that.
Oh,
actually, later. I was going to ask, have you worked with James Dean again?
I have. Yeah? I have, yes.
And how was it?
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah?
Yeah. The scene just came out, actually. It looks pretty cool.
I need to talk to James. I was going to actually ask him about it. I mentioned you on set one time, and I saw him, and I was going to ask him about, what do you think about dragging this poor young girl kicking and screaming into
production? Oh, God, that's not how it happened.
I know.
And he even, the first time we met, he was like, I'm trying to scare you out of this. Mm-hmm. And he did try.
He tried that with me, too.
You know how many times I've said that to a girl in the last 30 years?
I don't want you to do this. Trust me, but just try this.
Yeah, exactly. Just do it anyway.
Just remember, go. It's art. It's art.
Exactly.
Just do what I say. It'll make you a star.
Exactly. Exactly. Do what the nice artist says. Exactly.
Oh, stop. It was nothing
Smile.
Like that.
Say cheese.
So you worked with James. Have you had one scene or one company that you were like, oh my God, I had so much fun. I want to work with them again. Anybody?
Who's your favorite company to work for?
Yeah.
My
elegant evil.
I really
liked
working for Babes and Digital Desire.
Okay,
they were
pretty.
So
is Digital
friendly.
Desire real around? Still around?
Mm-hmm. Well, no, she's okay. Only been in 6 months, so I guess they hired somebody.
And also 21 Sex Tree.
I've heard of them as
they
well.
They were so pleasant to be on set with, and a lot of fun. And I think the scene came out great. It looks.
Do you watch your scenes?
I skim. I look at pictures and I mostly look at the pictures and like I'll watch the trailer.
Yeah, and do you like?
I'll turn
what
the sound
think?
Off
yeah,
and
what
like.
Do you, what do you think? Like, ooh, baby, look at me, I'm hot.
Yes.
Do you rub out one while you're watching?
Oh
yourself?
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, I don't.
Yes,
actually.
You do.
But I do look really cute in my scenes. You should watch them.
Nice. I've watched every one of them. Actually,
all of them.
There's not one I've missed. Oh, honestly, I've watched every one
Dang.
Of them.
So are there any companies that you want to work for that you haven't?
Kink. I would
just
really,
Kink.
Really,
no one else.
I don't know who.
No one else. No one else in the room here.
I'd love to do Sugar Wicked and Digital Playground and Hustler because I was supposed to, but then couldn't.
Those are all
I think
fine
there's
companies.
This one website. It starts with a J.
Yeah, right.
I'm
too,
not
late
really
Jay, too late now.
Jay La Land? Jay La Land?
We call it Julio Land.
Julio Land.
Hula Land.
Well, I have a very small planet in Julio Land. It's in the back alleyway.
Exactly.
Planet Mo. So we don't normally, on More With Mo, we don't normally talk with people about porn. It's not, we don't treat this as a porn show, but it kind of came out of nowhere that we did our original interview with you.
Yes.
And I wanted to have you back to be able to go, we introduced this young girl who was brand spanking new, who had an interesting adventure getting in, to now where you're still a very young girl, but far more experienced in the industry. So
she's
that's,
a woman,
yeah.
Not a girl, a woman.
I'm a young woman, God damn it.
Exactly.
She's a chick.
Now, I got another dumb question. So far, you're happy with your decision of becoming doing porn. Has your family found out? How's everybody, friends back at home, how are they all reacting to this?
Everyone knows. Okay. My parents both know. My mom and I don't get along. We never have. And she's just
join
like, and I'm just like, I don't care what you think. Because
exactly.
I don't care. So. Over that. And my dad loves me unconditionally, as a parent should. So he still loves me. He doesn't exactly agree with it, but that's just because he doesn't understand. And it's a lot to expect from him to try
You can't
try
expect
to.
Him to get it right
exactly.
away anyway.
And, you know, it's a different time. It's a different generation. And it's okay that he doesn't get it because he still loves me. And really, that's all that matters. Right. We still get along. We still talk.
Exactly.
You know?
Better than my parents. My parents hate me.
How does your dad feel about me?
Exactly. Well, I wasn't going to bring that up. Exactly.
We're dating. Yeah, let's just say we're dating.
Exactly. You and her dad?
Yeah. Her dad and I. Do you see where this show goes? We go so far off. It's like squirrel.
And what about do you have any like ex-boyfriends that are all like, damn, girl, we should be hanging out? You know, all that kind of crap?
Oh, my God. Every person I think I've ever met has texted me.
Tweeted you.
Emailed me. Tweeted me. Yeah. God.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Leave.
So you're not hooking back up with the exes?
Oh, God, no.
Wow. Now, do you just tell them because they can't fuck as good as the guys in porn, or?
I just, like, I want to take a video of me just, like, hair flipping and walking away and reply to all of them with that.
Oh, my God. Or, dude, yeah, talk to the hand.
No, just the.
Talk to the fist because the face is pissed.
So, social media, so anybody can track down people's social media.
Did anybody, from girlfriends all of a sudden find out and be like, oh my God, what are you doing? And anybody give you shit for it?
One of my friends, before I left, I was like, yeah, I'm going to go to California and I might do a scene. And she was like, oh my God, like, how could you, what, oh my gosh, yeah. Oh my gosh, like, you wanted to be a teacher, don't do this. And and then I just talked to her and she was like, you know what, if that's what you want. Fuck it. Yeah. Do it. Like, I understand now.
But you told her, I'm still going to be a teacher. I'm just going to teach how to do
some other things.
I'm going to teach how to do a DP and a gangbang.
I'm going to whip you with my ruler.
Yeah. Ooh, baby.
So what are your dreams and aspirations? Do you have any goals? Are you planning on sticking around? Or?
I'm planning on sticking around for a little while.
Yeah.
And eventually I want to live on a farm in the middle of nowhere.
Well, there we go.
With three dogs.
We've gone very specific. What are the dogs' names?
I'm the same thing. What are their names?
I'm not sure yet.
Manny, Moe, and Jack.
Oh, good.
Larry, Curly, and Moe. Morrissey.
Huh?
Moe for short.
Morrissey?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because Morrissey.
Are you a fan of Morrissey's?
Mm-hmm.
Judgmental party of one. Over
Go ahead.
So, so you're not looking to be, I'm going to be a contract girl one day. I'm going to be, looking career-wise?
I mean, if that happens, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I heard she's already got offered a contract from the average Mo.
Yes, exactly.
We pay zero, you get zero.
Theaveragemo.com, average guy, not so average job.
I'm, like, obviously trying to further my career, but eventually, like, I know-ish what I want my life to be like. Mm-hmm.
Such in a the smarty middle of pants. Nowhere.
She's 18 and a half. We all knew everything and where our life was going.
No, I'm not young enough to know everything.
Yeah.
I was going to be a fashion photographer.
She knows more than I do.
At that age, I was going to be a big famous fashion photographer.
Really?
Look at me now.
I just want to live in the middle of nowhere and grow all of my own food. And not talk to people.
Why do I get the feeling she's going to a farmer's market in the morning?
Yeah, well, I think that's kind of sad and kind of boring. Like, I'd rather be in a big city with a fucking kilo of coke with a bunch of hookers. That sounds more fun for me.
Well, that's every day. Come on now. Well, I need a break.
I'd be cool with that out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Because you can bury the bodies.
Exactly.
If something goes wrong, you're fine.
They bury me.
Oh, my God. Wow. Well, that was a great way to wrap up this fun episode. Again, I don't normally bring people on to talk about porn, and so this has been a fun one. So in 6 months, can we bring you back and see where you are?
Gotta wait 6 months to hang out with you?
Well,
I guess.
I figured these are good pacing, and if you're in the industry or not, I'm going to come tracking you down.
Good.
Because I'd love to have you in and be able to
I've been stalking her since she came here last time, so...
You know we are? I just realized we're that documentary. Was it 7 Up? So now we're at 6 month up?
Yeah,
I guess,
exactly.
Whatever. So yeah, so next up it's going to be...
Every 6 months for the next 50 years.
Exactly.
We'll check in.
I think this is a good idea. Well, Janice Griffith, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
No, not a problem. Where can we find you on the interwebs?
You can find me on Twitter at TheJanice, JanicexXX, and Tumblr. Mm-hmm. JaniceXXX.tumblr.com.
Well, cool. Thank you. My name is Maurice. You can find me on Twitter at MoXXX or Mox, as some people call me. And you can check out my blog, theaveragemo.com. Have a great day.